Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 164, and I want to talk about this idea, as you can tell by the title, Manila Envelope, Manila Folder. If you're not familiar with the Manila Folder, kind of a traditional folder that you might keep documents in. It's called Manila, I believe. I don't know the exact reasoning, but when I say Manila Folder, many of you can think of the exact color and the tab on the top. It's a very, very kind of well-known or traditional folder. I'm literally not here to sell Manila Folders or sponsored by Manila Folders at all. It was more just this idea that came to me. It's only really relevant and a detail for my story, and I'll tell you a little bit more what I mean by this Manila Folder and why it means something for this episode in particular. A couple weeks ago, my parents came down to where I live, and they were able to, and my parents and my sister came down. It was the first time my sister was seeing my apartment, and it was going to be the first time that she was able to see my classroom, my fifth grade classroom that I'm teaching in. And my parents hadn't been in the classroom, in my classroom, for a while. So it was good to get them to see the updates, and good to see, you know, my sister was able to see the classroom for the first time, and I was really, really proud of it. I was explaining things, I was able to show them a lot of things in the school and my classroom, and it was just a really, really awesome full circle moment for me. As many of you know, teaching, and especially being able to teach fifth grade, has been something I've worked really hard for over a couple years now, and my parents and my sister obviously have been a really huge part of that journey, my support team, and they've known about my teaching and my classroom because I keep them updated. But for them to be there in that moment was really something really special to me. And it was a really amazing day. And, you know, I was in my desk, and I heard in school, in college, they said, you know, someone once told me really good advice, and it's, you know, keep a folder. In my case, it was a Manila folder. Put all the drawings that the kids give you, put all the notes, put all the encouraging notes that you get from your coworkers or from people, and keep all those little things that are so meaningful in a folder. And when you're having a really hard time, you go to that folder, you open it up, and it helps you get back to why you do what you do. And for me, I had put so much in that folder, but I hadn't looked at it since really the beginning of the year. And so my family came in, and I got the folder out for some reason. It wasn't planned, and we sat there, and, you know, my mom and I had gone through, and I was showing my parents, you know, a lot of what was in there. It was a lot of letters from kids or coworkers, or, you know, a lot of really meaningful things to me. And it was reminding me while I was talking about it in this conversation with my parents about why I do what I do and why my work is really important to me. But I was thinking, you know, as my parents and my sister left that weekend, one, I want to go back to that folder a lot more. You know, when those really stressful days happen, I'm really good at putting all the things in the folder, but I don't check it often. And of course, as I'm explaining this story, you probably know that there's some analogy coming, some comparison coming for the folder to life, right? How often do we, or you, I know I do this a lot, I put a lot of effort into things. I might say that I'm going to do some things for myself, but how often do I check the folder? How often do we sit and go back to things that are really meaningful for ourselves? Opening that Manila folder and seeing notes from kids, not just this year, but kids from the past that I've taught, and sharing that moment with my family was something that was truly, truly special to me. But I never go back to the folder. It was the first time I've done it all year. I think that sometimes we get so caught up in life and how stressful it is and how quick it can be. And, you know, I'm only speaking for myself, but I need to go back to that folder. And it's a larger thing. It's a larger comparison, of course, of going back to the things that are not only meaningful for us, but that help us take care of ourselves. The beautiful thing and kind of the running theme with this podcast is that it looks differently for all of us. Your Manila folder is going to could be literally another Manila folder. Could be something that you have to go open, like documents or cards that you've saved or letters that you saved or physical items that you saved. Your Manila folder might be, you know what, I need to go for more walks. I need to go back to therapy. I need to go do this craft that I love. I need to text my family. I need to go see my family. There's a really, really long list of things that is your manila folder. It's a thing that we get away from, but every single time we go back to it, it just fills our cup back up. It's true self-care, but it gets pushed away for whatever reason that is for you. That manila folder for me doesn't come out because I'm busy, I'm stressed. It's in my desk. I go home right after school. You know, it's kind of gotten forgotten about. I literally had to dust the folder off. I'm not even joking. I had to sweep dust off of the folder because it was dusty because of the lack of use. What is your, I want you to stop right now and pause and think, and I'll give you some time. What is the thing, what is your manila folder that you would have to dust off literally or figuratively? What is the skill? What is the self-care practice? What is the person you haven't texted in a while that you need to dust off? I'm going back to that folder. I'm going to go back to the things of walking and just taking care of myself, because if I take care of myself, I can show up in spaces better and as a truer version of me. And it just, I'm doing myself justice and I'm doing the people that I love around me justice as well. But wow, was that manila folder a great reminder of the things that get pushed away, or often the things that are the most meaningful and the most helpful in taking care of ourselves. So I just wanted to share that story because I think you would get a little bit of some insight, and you'd feel a little bit of a connection, hopefully, to that story in your own way. So anyway, I cannot thank you enough for listening. And I was watching a YouTube video, and I really hope I say this right, but I was watching the YouTube video and they said, thank you for choosing to be here. Thank you for choosing to watch this video. And I feel the same exact way about the podcast. If you're hearing my voice right now, you have chosen to show up and listen to this episode. And it's just so meaningful for me. And I cannot thank you enough. I know that's a very cliche saying, but usually things are cliche because they're true and they're tried and tested over a very long period of time. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. We are approaching fast, quickly, 300,000 plays on the podcast. My goal, this is crazy, but my goal is to get this podcast to 1 million listens. It's insane to even say out loud, but we're 5 years. We're going to be in, at the end of this year, we'll be 5 years into the podcast. We're already 4.5 approaching, which that already saying it out loud to myself is insane. And I don't know. I love this podcast. I love all the new people that will discover it and reach out to me and tell me about it. And it just makes my heart warm. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If all you do today is dust off your version of your manila folder and take care of yourself, I love that for you. Until the next one, my friend, I hope that you continue to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Please remember that Black Lives Matter, that trans rights are human rights, especially in these trying times right now. Reach out to someone that you love and tell them exactly that, because that is what life is all about, in my opinion. So until next time, my friend, continue to take care of yourself, and I will see you on the next one.